Support for this podcast and the following message come from SAP Concur. Employees can submit expenses and invoices from anywhere, and you get the visibility and control you need to drive your business forward. Learn more at concur.com/WSJ.
This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And since Amazon announced in November it had selected New York City and Virginia as home of its newest headquarters, it appears that local residents are poised to reap the benefits. Amazon's big boon to big cities after these tech headlines. Chinese e-commerce giant JD.com announced a $1 billion share buyback program in a bid to lift those stock prices weighed down by concerns about China's economy. Wednesday's announcement of the buyback plan comes just a few days after authorities in Minneapolis declined to charge JD.com's CEO in a sexual assault case that arose in August. Shares of JD.com and other Chinese tech companies have been battered this year. Case in point, both e-commerce rival Alibaba and tech giant Tencent are down more than 23% this year. U.S. miners say that digital technologies like artificial intelligence will revolutionize one of the world's oldest industries in the same way it has changed other businesses, from retail to hailing a cab. Some experts say the promise of AI in mining has been overhyped and progress has been slow. However, companies including Barrick and giants such as Rio Tinto and BHP Group are having success with some AI-led projects. Accenture estimates that innovative technologies, including robotics and automation, can unlock some $321 billion of value over the next decade in metals and mining. Miners are behind other industries in applying AI and other digital tech. Case in point, in a speech last year, Barrick's chief of innovation at the time described mining as the world's least digitized industry. And a warning from the Journal CIO blog, don't believe the hype around emerging tech buzzwords. Several CIOs are concerned about the overuse of certain words that perhaps unfairly simplify the tech that they are meant to describe. Noting AI in particular is an application and value in our lives for sure, but the term is overused. Other nominated hype words include machine learning, noting it's a tech that boasts tremendous benefit. However, not every instance of using a computer to make a decision is machine learning. For more of CIOs sounding off on 2018's most overused buzzwords and jargon, you can head to the WSJ CIO blog. Coming up, Amazon's second headquarters have big job shoes to fill. A look at the future of Amazon and what it means for more companies, more opportunities, and more jobs. With the announcement of Amazon's second Queens headquarters, New York officials call HQ2 a boon to the university system, not to mention public housing residents and new job opportunities, especially in tech. Here with more on what Amazon's ever-expanding future means for big cities and big jobs is The Wall Street Journal's Katie Honan joining us in studio. Hi, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Needless to say, the prospect of having an Amazon-related anything in New York has been a big boon to the city. We're starting to really see how there's tremendous opportunity, particularly by way of jobs. And coding has obviously been one job that has found a lot of traction these days. So how's it all coming together in New York City by way of Amazon?
With Amazon, with the bid that New York City put forth to Amazon in trying to lure it to the five boroughs, they really boosted and they really bragged about its tech talent, whether it was through STEM programs in high schools or jobs that are already here. And they also spent a lot of time and a lot of focus on its college students, specifically the City University of New York, its public college system here. And, you know, as there's been a large opposition to the Amazon plan here in New York City, what Mayor de Blasio specifically has continued to point out is that this will be a big boon to CUNY students and then also public housing residents. Those are sort of been his two main beneficiaries of this program to sort of fight back against any criticism of the plan. So I said, you know, let me try to talk to both CUNY students and NYCHA residents who, you know, could potentially benefit from these up to 25,000 jobs over the next 10 years.
I would imagine, you know, there's hope for tremendous opportunity in using their talents for something big like this. What is the sentiment among these students that you spoke to in terms of potential there?
just a lot of excitement. I spoke to, you know, a lot of students, some current students who have interned at Amazon. There's already been sort of a small pipeline within CUNY and Amazon. I spoke to a student who interned in Chicago. I spoke to alums who are now working for Amazon. The student I profiled in the piece that I wrote is a Queens College student, a Queens native, and she's incredibly excited for Amazon to come here. I also spoke to a woman who graduated from a program called Pursuit, which trains people with non-traditional tech backgrounds to prepare them for these jobs. And Pursuit, which is part of the city's bid, which will be at the HQ2 site in Long Island City, Queens, they train a lot of public housing residents, a lot of New Yorkers who don't have that background for these jobs. She, you know, is working now, but she sees the potential in Amazon HQ2 coming to New York City for even someone who right now, if you don't have any background in tech, you have time to go through a program like Pursuit and prepare for when Amazon really starts ramping up hiring.
Right. But I understand there's also the other side of the coin. There's also some pushback.
There's been, you know, there's a big resistance against Amazon for a number of reasons. The fact that it was done in secret, the NDAs, this idea of any kind of government subsidy, whether it's even, you know, as of right, real estate subsidies or tax incentives coming to the richest company in the world. And particularly within CUNY, which has had budget issues, you have CUNY campuses with budget cuts, tuition is going up. For a lot of students and professors and faculty, they've been really upset over this idea that CUNY was part of this song and dance, for lack of a better term, of getting HQ2 to New York City. They've protested at the Board of Trustees meetings. I've been to community meetings where, you know, students and faculties have just and faculty members have just lined up to speak out against HQ2. You know, what you have is this fear that this is all a shell game, that Amazon won't hire within CUNY, that Amazon won't hire local residents, that it'll just further gentrification in neighborhoods that are already rapidly gentrifying. And, you know, when I've spoken to CUNY officials, they say, look, incentives are part of the deal. And ultimately, we can get students who are graduating from CUNY, we can get them really well-paying jobs. So they see really only the benefit to it, even though they do recognize that there are issues inherently within this deal.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's a big company, big moves, big opportunity. It's all very big, isn't it?
So lots of big, and it'll take a lot of time. So
exactly.
It's not like they're coming tomorrow. So
exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. But in the meantime, thanks for the latest. Appreciate it, Katie. Thanks so much. That'll do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.